The question is, to go from a 24-hour race to 10 days is a big jump, is it not?
Yes, it is, I think.
Were you surprised at what you found when you did the 10-day race?
No, I was not. There were things where I was surprised, but in the whole, I was not surprised. I was surprised that I was ill before. I never thought that that would happen, because I'm never ill in for years and years and years. I have nothing. So it was really special that 2 days before the race started, I got really a cold and a little bit of fever and sore throat and things like that.
Do you have any idea why you may have got sick, or just it was just something that happened?
I think it was because of the celebrations and because I had not enough sleep. But perhaps it was also the reason that that something should happen, which I to learn. I have no idea.
So you were sick. You were out here for 10 days last year.
But after 3 days, I was not sick. It was only the first 3 days. And then it got better. Then I had only anything like that. But nothing special. It was only the first 3 days.
What was the best part of the 10-day for you? What did you like the most?
What did I like the most? I think about only moments. It's not a special day. But often in the morning, it's nice when you start. And then you're really happy that you can run. Not the first lap, but like everyone knows, it's difficult. But then after some laps, it's really great. And I also must say, even if it's simple or I don't know, I like the foot things. I found it so fantastic. I'm really happy that I know I can go there, and then comes the foot table and I can choose. And the whole day, for me, it's important. I know that it's not the thing of race or something, but for me it's very important. It helps me a lot that there's such a nice food there.
What happens at the foot table?
No, I found it fantastic that I can choose at home. I'm not a great cook or things like that. No, it's only the eating. The body thing. They're really enjoying of eating and having such a great things, and it really gives me a lot of joy. And I think even that helps me to run. It's not only motivation, but it's really a part.
Now, you experienced the race last year. So did you learn something from being here last year that is helping you this year in some way?
I was very impressed, I think, with the rainy days. For me, rain is a truly horrible thing to run in the rain with wet shoes and things like that. And the first time when it rained very strongly, I was really amazed that all the people went out without even looking, or I had the feeling that they even did not notice the rain, and I was really saying, no, I don't go out. And then I really waited. I waited 2 hours, and then I thought, if I go not out now, it's not good. But then it stopped after, exactly when I wanted to go out, it stopped. But then after that, I think I learned a little bit of it. So not so terrible.
So far this year, the weather has been perfect?
For me, yes. It was only a little bit of rain, but nothing special.
Do you have some goals that you'd like to achieve in the next 10 days or the next 8 days?
Yes, I wanted to be 100 miles more than last time, because I thought that's reasonable, because of my sickness, I'm sure that I did less than I can if I'm health and on good health. So I think I will try this. I'm at 490, then of 500, because I did only 390 last time.
Now, to explain to people, to friends who have never done these things, who have never done ultra races, how do you describe what happens to you here and why, what brings you back?
Yeah, I think for me the most important is that I have the feeling that in my day-to-day life I can use this here. So I tell them that my, that for me the will, what do you say, Willenskraft, the willing, the to be able to, the determination, perhaps you learn determination and to have the will to do something, that I think is for me the most important, and that's what I tell others.